Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Ganz, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Ganz.
Hello, my friends, and welcome again to a new episode of the Yacht Rock Show. Unfortunately, Joe is here with me, and unfortunately today we were coming with a different, I gotta be real about this.
Yeah, we had a different focus for the Today Show.
But yes, it was supposed to be about a long lost album about, I can't tell you.
Yeah, we'll do that next week.
We'll do that next week, but what happened is we lament the loss of...
Yeah, we lost Bobby Caldwell this week.
The great Bobby Caldwell.
March 14th, early this week.
Yes.
The great Bobby Caldwell, which everyone knows from this tune that's playing underneath us.
Amazing
song. Very, very famous, What You Won't Do For Love. That was covered a million times.
So many people have covered this song. I mean, it is amazing how many people that Go West, Phyllis Hyman, Roy Ayers, Michael Bolton, Boyz II Men.
And what was the story before that you said that it was... He was rejected by a label and ran home. They said there was no hit off the album he presented to them, and he went home and wrote that. That's pretty interesting.
What a great story. He presented his debut album to the guys at TK, and they said, "Listen, man, we don't hear a hit." So he went home, and he wrote this song. that's genius. Come on.
No, that's inspiration.
True. I'll tell you, amazing, amazing. And it's funny, TK Records at the time was a disco label.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know it well. And the executives at TK tried to conceal the fact that he was white.
Yeah,
so they didn't put his face on the album cover.
Yeah.
Now, a little trivia, I used to work, back in 78, I was a teenager, and I used to work, I was living in Miami, we had moved, my parents moved from Jersey to Miami, in the late 70s, and I was working at a record store in Dadeland. If anybody in Miami hears this, Dadeland Mall.
What was the name of the record store? Coconuts or something like that?
I'm sorry?
What was the name of the record store?
The name of the record store was called Music Makers. I'll never forget. And it was 1978, and this album was popping. And so was Gloria Gaynor. I remember these albums specifically. You know, they were selling like hotcakes. And I remember TK did a special, which I still have, where they released a single of this, of What You Won't Do For Love, on a vinyl in the shape of a heart.
And you still have that?
I still have that.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah. And it's a collector's item, obviously. But, you know, it's great to see that. I mean, it's sad. The fact is that I have a connection. I never got to meet Bobby Caldwell. Joe got to see him.
Yeah, he was playing in a winery somewhere, and I actually saw the rehearsal. I didn't go to the show, but I watched the rehearsal and saw him.
That's great. But I can see he was born in Manhattan.
Yeah, interesting. I thought he was an LA guy, born and bred, but
no,
born in Manhattan, went to Miami,
grew up in Miami.
Yeah,
his mom was a real estate agent, and one of her clients was Bob Marley.
Wow.
And Caldwell became friends with Bob Marley.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but his first break came as a rhythm guitarist for guess who? Little Richard in the early 70s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Caldwell was 71.
Yeah, he passed at 71.
So we're going to
love Bobby Caldwell, especially...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the album that's dear to my heart is Heart of Mine, which was 1989, right?
Right, yeah.
That's a desert island disc, as they say.
The funny thing is...
For me, anyway.
Right, I agree. For the yacht rock purist... He did have a couple of great, from 78 to 83, he had a couple of albums, which we're going to feature.
Yeah, and then he took a break till 89.
I don't know what happened, but he took a break until 89. But it's funny, the album in 89 doesn't really sound that far, right,
Joe? From the other writing?
Yeah.
That's what's funny is we're going to play a bunch of the tracks tonight from those earlier albums, and I heard a lot of Steely Dan thread.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very strange, but I mean, maybe you don't hear it.
Right.
But as you were previewing some of the tunes to play, I heard this weird Steely Dan, early Steely Dan thread.
Right.
That I'm going to try to hear again as we preview, because I didn't know the whole catalog very well.
Right.
That's your yacht rock connection right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He definitely has a lot of yachty
songs.
And
What You Won't Do For Love is where on the Yachtsky scale?
It's up there.
It's up there, isn't it?
I would say it's a top 10.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. If you're going to do a compilation... That has to be in it, needless to say. So we're going to move on. I mean, we're going to feature from the first album, obviously the humongous hit What You Won't Do for Love, but then there was a great song called My Flame, and it was also sampled. I forget who sampled it here, but I'm going to get back. I'll get the info.
You consider this his first hit, My Flame?
No. No, I believe that What You Won't Do for Love was the first one.
Oh, was it his first significant hit?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think that was the first one. But My Flame was a single.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll check it out. So we're going to play that for you, and we'll be right back. So just to, we were mentioning that this song, My Flame, apparently My Flame was not a single, but here's the confusion. I remember hearing this song, so maybe it was played in Florida at a certain time.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was not a single. The only single from the debut album was What You Won't Do for Love. And then My Flame was sampled by the Notorious Big for the Sky's the Limit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Really? There's a sample of this tune?
Correct.
Wow, that's cool.
And a lot of his music has been sampled. Sampled by Jay...
I know, Tupac, too, you said before.
And Jay Dilla on Common's...
Oh, Jay Dilla, yeah.
Yeah, Jay Dilla on Common's The Light from his 2000 album.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yep. Like Water for Chocolate. Open Up Your Eyes was also covered by John Legend and Dwell, I don't know. So here's another track from this album that I think it'll be the last one that we feature, which I think is kind of yachty. It's funny because I wanted to dive into this album. Unfortunately, I didn't want to do it like this.
Yeah.
And I was hoping, for those out there, believe it or not, I was hoping, I knew that Bobby was sick.
Yeah.
I knew this because I tried to have get an interview through my sources, and then I was told that
he was ill. Yeah.
Yeah, he was down for the count, and every time I would ask my friend Dennis, he would say, "Yeah, you know, it doesn't look good." Hmm. So, and here it is.
Yeah, we were fearing this.
Yeah, we were fearing this. So, and here it is. You know, Bobby lived in Jersey.
I couldn't believe that he finally made it back to the East Coast.
Yeah, lived in Jersey.
And how many years he lived after he was born in New York? Lived here.
Don't know.
Enough that it made him want to come back.
Yeah.
To brave winters in the New York area. I don't know why you'd want to bother, but it kills me that he was here this whole time. We could have actually run into him at some point.
Yeah, but
he was out west somewhere. He's like kind of where like Keith Jarrett's in that out west.
Hackettstown?
Near Hackettstown, yeah.
Hmm. All right.
So the next tune was what?
The next tune is, what is it? Can't Say Goodbye. Here it is, folks. We'll be back.
Ever since the day we met, I knew that I would not.
So it's interesting. Bobby Caldwell had, from 1978 to 83, he had four very yachty albums. Yeah. And the second one, that's the last one for this album. The second album, Cat in the Hat, was 1980.
I know that one.
Yeah. And it has one song that definitely stands out big time, and it's Coming Down from Low, which is on the boat. Big
oh, wow.
time. Yeah. But there are a bunch of songs on this album that we're going to feature also today that on the show that are yachty.
Yeah, sure.
You know. Now let me ask you.
Why else will we play them?
Yeah. <No. laughs> Let me ask you, what's your favorite of all the, because I have a favorite, of all the people that covered What You Won't Do for Love, what's your favorite?
Well,
don't tell me.
You know I like Go West.
Go
so.
West. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's not my favorite. I just like Go West.
Right,
I like those
right.
guys. Those guys
yeah,
are really great.
Right.
I don't know many of the other ones, actually, but there's some. You said Michael Bolton did it. And
Michael Bolton, I don't care for that one.
Yeah, I'm sure I wouldn't care
Michael
Bolton
gets you on your nerves
yeah,
after
I'm not
a while.
Crazy about
no, my
nice
favorite,
guy, but I'm not crazy
yeah,
about him.
My favorite musically. Is, guess what? Which one? You've heard it. You remember? In fact, he's,
Ricky Peterson? Did he do that?
That's a good
did
one.
Did he do it?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that might be one of my favorites.
I got two favorites that
yeah.
did it. Okay, number one is Natalie Cole and Peebo Bryson.
A duet, doing yeah, what you won't do.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we'll throw it on.
Maybe we'll play that at the end.
Yeah,
if that's your favorite.
That one and the Donny Osmond.
Oh, right, Donny Osmond. He's
done
great
by Ricky Peterson.
The production.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a slamming version. Of,
maybe that's the one we're gonna play because
yeah,
we can both
we'll,
agree that that's probably
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
All right, we'll probably play that one later, folks.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're going to go into the second album, Cat in the Hat. What was the...
We're going into Cat in the Hat.
Coming Down from Love?
And Coming Down from Love.
Okay, great.
Here it is.
Mind.
Just think about it, Joe. How many times was that song, What You Won't Do For Love, covered, bro? It's probably endless, right? And the royalties
for
that.
You could probably see.
Huh?
You could probably see how many times.
No, not, you know, I don't know about that. I mean, maybe we could find it somewhere, but I tell you, it's amazing.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it just blows me away. It has to be one of the most covered songs ever.
I kept hearing that. I know. That's one of the ones you hear that about.
Yeah.
One of the most covered tunes.
It's amazing. It blows me away.
Like Coming Down From Love, I remember that tune. I was actually singing in my head that piano intro part. Wondering which song that was, and it came and surprised me there.
So after that, he, you know, after the albums, you know, whatever, from 83 on, he took a break. We all know
that.
So
let me ask you something. Yeah. Was he on TK, the label, for those first four albums?
I believe so.
It was all TK, because I know at 89, he went to Syndrome.
Yeah.
Syndrome might have been the last album in 83, that was probably TK as well, and then they might have dropped him, and then he got picked up on Syndrome, unless Syndrome was like his own label or something like that. I don't know about Syndrome. I never heard that label before.
That was later, yeah.
Heart of Mine is on Syndrome.
Correct. From 1989 on, that started.
Well, he might have changed again. We don't even know. Because Syndrome, he might not have lasted on Syndrome long either.
Look at that. In 1983, it says Caldwell released August Moon only in Japan. Hmm. So right there. It was released in the United States in the 1990s. I remember that. And it's funny, Bob Skaggs advised Caldwell to write songs for other musicians.
Which he did. I mean, think about, run the list of everything he wrote for. Well, what was the one with Peter Cetera, Amy Grant?
Correct. After TK
Next
Records
Time I Fall. Yeah.
Shut down, Caldwell wrote Next Time I Fall, which became a hit for Amy Grant, Peter Cetera.
Right.
And then he wrote songs for Roy Ayers, Chicago, Natalie Cole, Neil Diamond, Roberta Flack, Al Jarreau.
Yes, we
all
know.
All or Nothing at All.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. That's right? A Bobby Caldwell pen tune.
Which
sure.
is a great,
great and song.
Right? And I love what Al did with it. Excellent.
So In the Name of Love, which is on
In the Name of
which
Love.
Is on Heart of Mine, I think a couple guys covered that. One or two guys covered that.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually the guy who played sax on it, I forget his name now, he had a hit with it as well. I think he released it on his own album. Something like that. But that was covered too. That's a great tune.
Caldwell was a member of the Miami band, which I remember this band, but for some reason, don't quote me on this, but it's called Kathmandu. Kathmandu. For some reason, I keep on thinking that it's a disco band, but I'm not sure about that. But I remember seeing that. So he played with that band for a while. Isn't that crazy?
Hmm.
And then he played with he played multiple instruments. Look at that.
Well, he does play just about everything.
He worked in Vegas, then he moved to L.A., where he got his break, like I told you, playing with Little Richard.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, when was that? Because 89.
Early 70s.
Early 70s went to L.A. Because by 89, when he's doing the album Heart of Mine, I know there's a lot of LA cats on that album. You got Jimmy Haslip is on that album.
Ah, okay, right.
In some capacity. I think Michael Landau. No, Michael Landau wouldn't be on it because Bobby plays guitar.
He plays,
But there was other names. I wish I would have known we were doing this. I would have did more research.
I think there was
some LA people on that release. So
yeah, you got to excuse us, folks. We really wanted to, like I said, we came today with other plans.
Yeah, but then we felt it was right to honor Bobby today.
Yeah.
With this,
I mean, we were driving here.
I want to thank Susanna Amato for the idea.
Yeah, Sue. Sue is the one that we owe it to, you know.
Yeah,
so
she gave us the idea. We're like, oh, my God, that's a great idea, yeah.
Good one, Sue.
Yeah, thanks.
So what's next up from this album? We have another one? Yeah, here we go. Let's feature another song from this album, To Know What You've Got, Bobby Caldwell. you all know that Bobby Caldwell is huge in Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
They call him Mr. AOR. How funny is that? Hmm. Right?
Which is a term, I don't know, we don't really use that here.
We don't anymore. Well, we used to.
Yeah.
Album-oriented rock or...
Adult contemporary.
Adult contemporary, yeah. You're right. But he's huge in Japan, huge. So they must be feeling it over there too, you know?
Yeah. So you're going to move to the next album, which
we're
was...
We're going to move on to the next album.
82, you said?
Right. I believe it's Carry On. It is. It is 1982 Carry On, and there's an excellent song. It's funny, these albums did nothing. In Japan, it went gold. But wow. Here in the States, nada. Zip. I remember.
Well, by the third album, with a hit like What You Won't Do, and he can't...
Yeah.
You know, people are fickle, man.
People are fickle. Yeah, man. You know, and I mean, again, in all fairness, you know, I don't...
You're not crazy about them either?
I'm not crazy about some of these songs. I think some of these songs, you know, don't really... I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't think they pop as well as, you know what I mean? Yeah. But believe me, the man had a great career. Awesome.
And he came back because, like I said, I'll say it again, Heart of Mine is just a gorgeous
Heart of Mine was huge for Boss Gags. Yeah, bro.
He covered Heart of Mine.
Yeah. And it's a nice version.
Yeah, he's the one that told him, write stuff for other people. Name me.
Yeah, right?
Right. Write me a song for me.
Well, it worked. Yeah. It worked. It's an excellent version. So we're going to play from the album Carry On. Here's Jamaica.
Oh, my God. One of my favorites.
Here it is. I know, Joe, this is one of your favorites. By the way, that is from Jamaica. The album Carry On from 1982. Very yachty, and I know that's one of your favorites.
You
know,
I love that unique synthesizer sound at the end. And he was such an early proponent of synthesizer things and programming, too, like drum programming. You'll hear it, like...
And arranging.
Like, he's like, you're in 82 now, 82, 83, and he's got drum programming coming up. You're going to hear a lot of that. Wasn't a lot of that going on, too much of that going on, I don't think. With these kind of arrangements, I mean. You know what I mean? It was almost deliberate. When you heard a drum machine, it was deliberate. He was trying to make it sound like a drummer.
Correct.
Which was pretty ahead of his time.
But here's the problem. Why these songs, I feel, got no airplay? Well, first of all, let's say the company didn't get behind it, as they should have. That's number one.
That's always the...
Right. Number two, I feel he was way ahead of his time, okay? Now, this would be appreciated big time, which it is, because a lot of it is yacht rock.
It sure is, yeah.
But these albums went ignored. Hmm. Completely ignored. Nobody gave a rat's ass about these albums, and it's sad. It's truly sad. Quality writing, great arrangement. He reminds me a lot of Prince. He played a lot of the instruments,
man.
Right. Yeah. You know, so this guy, way ahead of his time, Bobby Caldwell, I tell you, I'm so underrated, man.
So underappreciated. Even as appreciated as he is, it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
No. So to round off this album, check it out, folks. Oh, there's great. We don't have the time to play them all here. This is the title track, Carry On, and we'll be back.
Maybe come to understand. You've got
So here we are. It's 1983, and what happens to Bobby Caldwell? Well, August Moon isn't even released in the States. It's released in Japan. Yeah. And he is playing, if you catch any of his music, you would hear it on stations like CD 101.9.
In 83, no.
No, not even?
Yet. Not yet. That came like 87.
So even worse. There you go.
There was no place for him.
So there was no place for him. Right. Bingo. There you go. If anything you were hearing, you'd still hear What You Won't Do for Love.
Yeah.
That's it.
Was the WPIX, remember, what was that station? Was that early 80s?
It was a disco station, right? Was it?
No, but there was a station that would play like Grover Washington Jr.
Right.
Like late night. They'd do like a it was like something love, K-Love or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah.
That might, he might have been appearing there, but
yeah.
Would anybody else be appearing in the photograph? Good.
So we're moving on to, here it is, Bobby Caldwell, August Moon. And the first track off of this album, guys, do yourself a favor and check out these albums. They're all great, beginning from the debut
to
this one.
On.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is Sherry from August Moon. So, by 1983, after he released these albums, did well in Japan, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It went gold in Japan. But then he took a long break until 1989.
Are we moving on to 1989? You got more to play from
I think we have more to play from.
Yeah, because there was the one that I mentioned sounds a lot like Becker and Fagan,
right?
Which is the class of '69.
And if you hear some lines from some of his songs, you hear a little Toto-ish in there, right?
Yeah. What was the one before that Samir swore it was the Toto guys even playing on it? It was so. Yeah, it was one of the ones we already played. I can't
guitar
remember.
Guitar riffs that sounded very, very Toto-ish.
But yeah, the next two are also from August Moon.
Correct. It's Fräulein.
Fräulein, which is
what?
Way to address a woman in German.
In German.
This is how we say goodbye in Germany.
That is very funny. Yeah, so, you know, I'm bummed out because I was hoping, but I mean, Bobby had been sick for a few years, but I had been hoping that I could actually connect. Obviously, you know, that didn't happen. So, don't leave for tomorrow, folks, what you can do today, you know. But unfortunately, by the time I wanted to reach out to Bobby, he was already very ill.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been up to doing anything anyway.
No.
So we were a little too late.
No, I think the closest I got, whoever was running his Twitter did get in contact with me a few times. But otherwise, that was it. You know, I mean, it sucks, man. It sucks that, but we were just waiting for this. And every time I speak to Dennis, you know, I would say to Dennis, he would tell me, nah, it doesn't look good, you know, so.
All right, so yeah, the next tune August Moon.
From August Moon, here's another one that I think is really cool. It's called, what's it called, Fräulein?
Fräulein.
Oh, Fräulein, yeah, here it is.
She grow up this way, you'll see your finest hour on graduation day. But how come my reputation was always on the line? A king of degradation, the class of 69. She's on my mind, she was so fine. The class of 69, and in our time we blew their minds. All in the class of 69.
That was Class of 69 that we played back-to-back with
right,
Fraulein.
Right, right.
And you see, aside from those reggae sections opening and closing it, there's something in the right. Did you hear something in that?
I heard a little something.
Becker Fagan, early.
Little Steely Danish.
Early Steely Dan.
Yeah.
When they would, like, kind of bash out a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah, the vocals even. I think the vocals sounded like Fagan.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, there was something
the
going
choruses,
on.
The choruses, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, here's a little special, here's a bone I want to throw to you guys. I bet you guys out there have never heard this one. This is something, there was a very low-budget flick back in 1984 that the movie did well, but it had a horrible budget. It was like $700,000 budget, right, Joe? A horrible, horrible, this is a movie, I don't know. Maybe it's a cult classic.
What, the Year of the Comet? What is it? The Night of the Comet?
Night of the Comet.
Night of the Comet.
1984.
Who was in this movie?
Ugh, God, who was in
I don't
movie?
I have no recollection. Starring, I know, I've heard the title once, maybe.
I don't know these names. Robert Beltran, Sharon Farrell. I don't know.
No, we got to watch it.
You got to watch it. It's
so anyway, he's got a song on the soundtrack.
There's a
right?
song on this album. It's yachty as hell. It's called Never Give Up. What a gem. What a find. This is one of those specials that I found. You'll only hear it here on the Yacht Rock Show. This is killer. From the Night of the Comet, really rare gem, folks. Check this out. This is called Never Give Up, and it's Bobby Caldwell.
You're feeling, 'cause we've all been there before. Well, you can't stop believing, it'll only hurt you more. You never give up. I can't believe that things could be so bad. Never give up. Just think about all the good things that you've ever downhearted. You can't
can't believe that things could be so bad. Never give up. Just think about all the good things that you've ever had. Wasting all your time, feeling sorry for yourself. Soon you'll have to deal with the feelings that you felt. To open up your mind, look what you've been doing. Now I hope you're satisfied. Don't give up so easy. You got to learn to stand and fight. Life is one big lesson, but I know that you'll survive. You'll never give up. I can't believe that things could be so bad. Never give up. Just think about all the good things that you've ever had. That you have.
No, you'll never give up.
No, you'll never give up. Oh, no.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Oh, no.
No, never give up.
Don't you ever.
Nice, huh? So, folks, I want to stray a little bit. Only what I'm talking about is there's another gem on this. It wasn't sung by Bobby Caldwell, but it was sung by this guy. His name is Chris Farron. And I believe
from the same soundtrack, you mean?
From the same soundtrack. Yeah. But this song is so yachty. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's one of those.
It.
I had to play this for you guys, and it's the perfect opportunity. So, real quick, we're going to throw this in there. I want you guys to listen to this because you're going to love it. This is one of those hard to find gems, but
and then we'll return to the Bobby tribute.
Correct. Here it is.
You think that it's over, but you can't explain why. Waited on, waiting for the phone to ring. But your spirits are dragging, and you're wandering aimlessly, trying to forget about how happy we used to be. 'Cause if it's right, please don't try to fight it.
Touch it then, it has to be real. I know it's tragic to give up so easily. So now I'm giving everything just to make you see.
Sometimes, baby,
Gem that is.
So that's Amy Holland, you
that's
said, right?
Amy Holland doing the duet with Chris cool. Farron, again from Night of the Comet movie, 1984, together with Bobby Caldwell's Never Give Up.
Yeah.
Two very yachty gems.
On that soundtrack. Yeah.
That's right, that I discovered, and I just wanted you guys to hear those. I know you'd love that for the yacht guys, for the yachty purists out yeah. there. They're going to love that.
So here
that.
We are, an hour plus in.
Yeah, listen,
and
folks,
we haven't even scratched the surface.
We haven't, no.
And we're just about to get to my favorite album, which is Heart of Mine from 1989. We're going to play the title track, but actually Even Now
yeah, it's great.
Is a great tune. So we'll start with Even Now.
Right.
And then, of course, like we mentioned, how Bobby would write for other people.
Sure.
But he wasn't shy about doing the tune himself. He also does All or Nothing at All, which
right.
is an Al Jarreau tune.
Which Al Jarreau had
a, we'll play those
success
two back to back right,
right
now from Heart of Mine album, 1989,
here we go.
Bobby Caldwell.
Let's play that. So again, we're talking about 1989's Heart of Mine album, which features the great the title track Heart of Mine, which was a hit for Boz Scaggs,
right. That's right.
And I personally, if you ask me,
you like Boz's version?
I like Boz's version much better, and I'll tell you why.
I'll never say that.
Oh well, and I'll tell you, but you'll agree with this one because the sound is warmer.
Okay.
He's using Studio Cats.
Well, that is our only slight gripe with this album.
We've been saying this for years.
The writing is gorgeous. I still love it. It holds a special place in my heart.
Absolutely.
But if he would have done it, if he had the budget to do it with real players and real sounds instead of all the programming. I mean, it is 1989, so he probably was into doing the programming. And I just wish it had a more organic sense of sensibility to it.
I agree. To me, it sounds cold.
Slightly, but believe me, we're not detracting from our love for it.
No.
The love is solid. Trust me, we're not dissing it.
But we're being real.
If only we could hear him do that in a more organic setting with real musicians. Because you can hear it's mostly programmed. The whole thing's mostly programmed.
Thank you. And here it is.
Bass line, drum, everything.
And the drums annoy me sometimes. They sound a little robotic. You know, I want to feel that Jeff Porcaro in there. I want to feel the human, you know.
He was probably just pandering to the time, the sound of the time, 1989.
What were they called? The Lynn drum or the DMX, whatever the hell it was. They were great, but no. It's just that's the only thing
I think those songs were such high quality, they deserve to have real musicians interpret them.
Absolutely, and someone should have told them that, Joe.
Right.
But maybe you know how it is. These guys, they get set in their ways. You know, again, the songs, phenomenal.
Even the recording, the way it is, like I said, will always hold a special place in my heart. I'll say it again, a desert island disc. Does anybody know what a disc is?
Agreed.
My desert island download, I'll say.
But here's,
just so everybody knows what I'm talking about.
But here's the point. Again, what Joe and I are saying about the sterile, cold sounding, when you compare Al Jarreau's All or Nothing at All, and then you play Bobby's.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a budget issue. It may have been a budget issue. I don't think so, Joe. You don't think he didn't?
I don't think so. I think he had the money. I just think he cheaped out. I don't know. That's my opinion. I don't know.
Let's not speak ill of the dead.
And then, you know, Boz Scaggs killed it. His Heart of Mine version, it's all live cats. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the deal.
I do.
Whatever. So, but we still love him.
Yeah. And we didn't even get near the rest of the catalog, which goes for how long? He worked, he did albums until 2015. He was doing something almost every year.
He recorded until 2015. He did an album called Cool Uncle. Yeah,
so, after 89, what's the chronology?
Stuck on
there?
You, which is good.
What's the chronology, though? What year is that?
Stuck on You, 91.
Okay, so then the next one?
93, which is a good one, too. Where is Love?
Keep going.
Soul Survivor, 95. Blue Condition, 96. 99, Come Rain or Shine, I remember it. Yeah. One of my favorites.
Which was, what was the one he did all like standard covers, right?
That it's that one of one? Those. It's either
Rain or Shine, maybe? Rain or Shine.
Or the Consummate Caldwell. Also, here's a favorite. Folks, if you want to check out a great one, I think it's one of the best ones he did in the 2000s. It's called Perfect Island Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent album. Nobody heard it.
Yeah, of course.
It's a Sin. Check it out. From 2005, Perfect Island Nights.
All right.
Excellent.
Next, so give me the rest of the chronology.
So, and then after 1995, Soul Survivor, 96, Blue Condition, 1999, Come Rain or Shine, 2005, my favorite, Perfect Island Nights from the 2000s. Then he did Live at the Blue Note in Tokyo. In 2007, nice. 2010, The Consummate Caldwell.
Probably a compilation.
2012, House of Cards. I don't even know what that is. Uh-huh. 2014, After Dark. 2015, Cool Uncle. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
So you can see there's so much more to dive into. If you like what you heard tonight and have become a Bobby Caldwell fan or are a Bobby Caldwell fan and haven't checked out all the rest of these things, I urge you to do that.
So again, I want to end with this. I'm ending on a sad note. Why? Because I always wanted to interview Bobby. I never met him, and it sucks that we ran out of time. And, you know, that...
That hurts, yeah.
It hurts. Certainly hurts. Thank you.
Would love to have asked him so many. We wanted to actually ask him without insulting him.
Right.
Why didn't you use real musicians on Heart of Mine?
Well, maybe Dennis might know. We'll see. I'm going to find out.
Yeah, your friend
maybe
Dennis
might know.
So instead of playing Bobby's, which everybody's heard a billion times, What You Won't Do for Love, his version, we found... The version Eddie and I agree is an excellent version, which was Ricky Peterson produced and Donny Osmond, believe it or not, singing it.
Right.
So we're going to leave you with that tonight,
folks. You with that because I know you haven't heard this. You'll only hear it on the Yacht Rock Show. Thank you, folks. I hope you enjoyed this last minute. Bear with us. It was a little choppy here and there, but it's a last minute thing, okay? And we're going to catch you next week with the long lost album, and you'll know then which one it is. I can't give it up. All right, and Joe and I will catch you on the next Yacht Rock Show. See ya.
Believe the things I do for you. you won't do, do for love. You try everything, but you don't give up. In my world, only you maybe do for love what I would not do. Maybe do for love what I would not do. Do for love what I would not do, baby. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Listening to Eddie Gans on the Yacht Rock Show podcast. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for more of your Yacht Rock favorites.